From Glitch HQ on Riverside Avenue in Burr, it's cold in here in Minneapolis. This is Nice Games Club, the show where nice game devs talk gaming and game development.
I'm Martha McGarry, and I make nice games.
I'm Stephen McGregor, and I make nice games.
And I'm Martha Croy, I too make nice games. In this episode, we return to the Nice Games Jam. We've been given a prompt, and are going to try to come up with a complete game that you can play by the end of the episode. Will it work? We've done it once before, but that's not evidence of future success. So if everyone's ready, let's start. Why are we doing this again? It was so stressful last time.
It was pretty stressful. Yeah,
I'm feeling the stress level starting to rise. Cool. I'm actually starting.
Yeah, we in this, y'all.
Okay, so what's the sentence passed down upon us this time?
Yes.
So I asked my boyfriend Dylan for a prompt, and he said, "It's really cold outside." That's just pretty much it.
And you were like, "Yes, but
right. It's not what I asked." On the weather, okay.
But yeah, he was like, "What if you made a game that made you feel like tried to through the mechanics make you feel something that you can't really feel through game mechanics, like taste or smell or being cold?"
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's a good question.
So it's not like cold is like a vocab word. Like, we can't make a game where we like ice each other out. It's like, it's actually really the actual temperature coldness. Is our
like
prompt.
How do we show people the experience of the last week here in Minnesota?
Right.
I don't think it's possible, but we can try.
Oh no! No, it's -26.
Yes, so cold. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So how do we go about doing that?
We have a grid. And you have a car on it, and your car, you have to roll a die to see if it starts.
Well, that's a good, let's make it a board game.
Yeah.
Right?
That's cool. Yeah.
We have props that we have thanks to the supplies here at Glitch.
Yes.
We've got little cards with the grids on them. We got little greebles and doodads. We got playing cards. We have die. We've got all sorts of nonsense here.
We have pens.
Pens and paper. We're going to try to incorporate some or all of that.
Yes.
To make it work. But yeah, like, let's make it, maybe it's competitive, maybe it's cooperative. I don't know, but, it's like trying to get your car started and then to the grocery store or something. Like,
okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Make it a role-playing experience of what it's like.
Sure.
Have had to run an errand.
Yeah. Run an errand in,
last Wednesday. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. In below 30 degree weather.
There's some sort of counter that counts down to frostbite.
Yeah. Yep. Which you can mitigate when the car starts. Right. You can
add time to your your clock.
Or like you have like frost points, and if you have too many frost points, then you're like Jack Nicholson at the end of The Shining.
Right? we have die, right? We should get some of that.
Yeah.
We're going to be. Okay, well, all right. So you're starting the car. Oh, boy, that's the sound.
It should start before that. You have to get out your door.
Oh,
you need
yes.
to get out your door.
You gotta get. It could be like this game is in stages.
Yeah.
It's like getting dressed for the weather, right? Which maybe takes more time. So maybe it's a race against other players.
Yeah.
And so you can try to risk.
Should there be a preparation aspect in it? Because like for that whole week, everybody was like, oh, it's going to be really cold.
Oh, I like
that.
Get
your groceries.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
So yeah, you have to plan your plan of attack.
Yeah.
So maybe the whole game is like deciding what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And then the end of the game is doing it.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, sure. And then like, well, can it? Well, I guess it's not random because we already know that it's going to be very cold, so you don't have to like prepare for that.
Well, you know what? We don't know exactly how cold it's going to be.
Oh,
so there's a risk there. You're like, am I going to over prepare?
Oh, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Like,
am I going to be sweating bullets in the car because I put on four scarves?
Right. Ooh, yeah. That's a part of it too.
That definitely is.
This is exciting stuff. You guys actually get to determine or to feel like Minnesotans. This is great.
I mean, that's not great, but it's something.
Right. You know what it is to feel in our shoes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Or boots, rather.
We have coins. You can use these to buy things.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, yeah. So, let's say you have to prepare for the event. And then at the end of the thing, you do it and see if you did it right.
Yeah.
How do you go about doing that? How do you prepare?
Maybe like there's some cards that have... So, like you have like your inventory. So, sure. You have...
what you wear,
yeah,
like what you equip your character with.
Yeah.
So scarves, long underwear, gloves, mittens, whatever.
Right.
They could be different suits of cards, could be the different categories, and then the higher the card could be the better.
Yeah, I like that.
Thermal wear, like,
yeah,
properties, okay, or something.
Yeah, that's good.
And then, and so you equip your character with that.
Yeah.
And then there should be then something about what you have, like what your errand actually is.
Yeah.
Like, are you just going to the grocery store? Are you going to pick up your kid after school? Are you going to an errand that you don't actually have to do, which is something I do all the time when it's cold. It's like, I'm like, I don't have to go here, but like, whatever. Because there's this instinct to like stay inside and do nothing.
Right.
But then you get really stir crazy because you're like, I'm not gonna let anyone tell me I can't go to Target for nothing. Like,
where they don't
control me. Is this just me or?
I think it might be a little bit just you.
I stayed at home all week, so.
Well, I think there's something Minnesotan about doing it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
That's totally true. That's right? True. Mm-hmm. Like when there was that big snowstorm when I was like at the end of when I was in college, and they shut down all the buses.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm going outside in this. So I put on my snow pants and like walked around the stadium and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I think it was the same snowstorm. I totally went to get pizza. I walked over to the pizza place and brought it back.
It's not just me.
No. Okay, so you're preparing for the weather. So you said that the different suits are the cards?
Yeah, so
the things you're getting?
That would be like your outfits, right? So
coats. I mean, if we were you know, had you know, printing presses here and stuff, we could print out like cool illustrated cards with the different things. But if you were just using ready-made things.
Yeah, totally. Right. Okay.
And then the numbers can also lead into something else, like the higher number could then impact your speed or something.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Or strength of
and we can just use the numbers on the cards for now, but like in a proper system you'd actually develop a more balanced set of numbers for these things, but like we can just stick with something simple for now. But there's four suits, so that limits us to four categories of things at least for now.
Yeah.
So coats, like hat and mittens maybe is the same or maybe separate. Sure. I don't know.
I think that makes sense. Yeah, because one of them has to be shoes.
Yeah.
Because it might be snowing out there and you're just going out there in your t-shirt.
Right, like an ace or just one is just your normal shoes.
Yeah.
Right?
Which
is the mistake I always make. And then like you got like boots and then like proper like, you know, snow boots, like real nice ones.
Snowshoes.
Yeah, right. For the epic weather. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. How absurdist. Would you want this to feel like really legitimately like going out in your driveway or whatever on the street and it's cold? Or do we want to make it like silly? Like there's like a herd of moose and like you have to like walk 30 miles in snowshoes. Like, I guess it's a question to theming, but.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I like the idea that it might be possible that like you need to walk 30 miles in the snow both ways uphill.
if our parents are to be believed.
Right. Okay. So, yeah. Okay. So coats, you said coats, hats, mittens.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think, Martha? Like that hats, mittens, scarves be like one category?
Yeah. Okay, I would say that. Do we want to do anything like that would help the car start?
How is that?
I'm thinking of just like preparing using the cards for outfits, but like,
oh, I see.
But like, so maybe we will come up with a different system for that.
I like that. Okay. A different system for that is
good idea.
Do we want any item, like any of the inventory thing? So this is just clothes, not any items.
I think so. We might find that we're putting too much on this and we need to like simpler, but
sure.
So coats, hats, glove, mittens, shoes, and pants.
Yes.
Cool. So coats could also be like shirts, like if you're wearing a sweater or like a cardigan or whatever.
Or a t-shirt.
As well. Yes.
Or no shirt. Don't do that. Put a shirt on when it's really cold.
Yeah, all you Breath of the Wild players.
I mean, I'm guilty of that.
My wife, Dale, whenever she plays The Witcher and Geralt goes swimming, regardless of the situation, she always makes Geralt take off all his clothes to go swimming because that's what you do.
Right, yeah.
Of course, he still has an inventory of like 57 swords, but whatever.
It's not important. The important thing is you're dressed for the appropriate occasion. Yeah.
Don't want to get your chainmail wet or whatever.
Okay,
it's going to rust. It's really going concerned.
It can. I like that idea that like you, how prepared your car is. Like, did you put
Kind of
snow tires on it? Or like, did you start your car 10 minutes before you went out, or are you just gunning it, going?
Yeah, like how, yeah, how prepped did it? And so I almost, maybe there should be like a random element. Like you wake up in the morning,
yeah,
and you are at the whims of the decisions you made last week. But yeah, that happened before the game started. Yeah. So you as a player have no control over that,
right?
So maybe you like you're given a random car configuration, and then you have to deal with that. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh well, I don't have snow tires on this. So I'm going to be a little slower driving. So I'm going to put on fewer layers so I can get out the door faster.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Okay. Right? Yeah.
So like there's some RNG, but then a good strategic player can like adapt to it.
Yes.
I think.
I like that. Yeah. And like how, you're not sure how cold it is because I don't know, your phone is dead because you didn't prepare for that, I guess, or something. So like you just have to go outside and assume that it's, you're cold. Or
let's
you
just say it's 1993.
It's 1993. Yeah. Okay.
it's the blizzard of 92. Isn't there a blizzard of 92, 91, 91?
90. I think there was a blizzard.
Blizzard of 90.
Look it up. Yeah. Look it up. We're looking it up. We're going to be accurate right on this show.
Right, because that's what we'll call it. We'll call it the blizzard of whatever year that was.
Yeah. I like that aim.
The 1991 Halloween blizzard.
Oh, it was Halloween, wasn't it?
Oh.
91, okay.
91? I wasn't alive.
It has a Wikipedia page.
I was. I was in my little pumpkin Halloween costume and I fell right flat face first in the snow.
Oh no.
My neighbor had retaining walls around his backyard.
Yeah.
So when you're in his backyard, it was like you were inside a four-walled area.
Oh,
two wall, one was his like porch and then the house was two walls, and then the retaining wall was two other walls. And it went up like 60 feet. Went up because it was a huge hill in the back of their yard that they put retaining walls. Mm. So when the blizzard hit, the whole area was filled with snow.
Oh.
So it was like a bucket of snow. Like 60 cubic feet.
Oh my God.
And so we climbed to the top of the retaining wall.
Oh goodness.
And jumped into it.
No!
That's amazing.
And then carved our, like swam our way out.
As a parent, I would be terrified.
I was 8 years old.
Oh my Lord. Okay. We're glad you're here today.
Right? Yeah.
It was a Category 5 extreme storm.
Oh dang. Okay, so that's what we're going to call this, the Blizzard of 91, because I like that.
Maximum snowfall was in Duluth, Minnesota, 37 inches or 94 centimeters.
That doesn't surprise me. It's Duluth for you.
Okay, I'll stop reading about the blizzard.
So you have random scenarios. How do you pick the random scenarios? Are they like a thing?
If we were to publish this game, it might be a card you draw,
sure.
Like maybe a combination of like a car, tires, whether the heater works, like whatever.
Yeah.
But maybe we just roll die for certain things.
That's
so what are the stats on our car? So like I guess engine power, right? How fast it can heat up, maybe.
Yeah.
And like snow tires and heated seats would be a nice bonus if you roll a 6. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking. Maybe like the car, like we could do one suit for all of that, and then you get passed a random hand of the different components.
Oh sure. And then that would give you and that would determine that your cards or your clothes could just be one suit,
right? To simplify a little bit.
Sure.
Okay, yeah,
I'm cool with that.
And then
there's the four and that, actually that would be kind of interesting because there's only one two of diamonds. So if there's multiple players and you shuffle these, mm-hmm. and then everybody gets a different, there's no one gets is ever going to get the same combination.
Right.
And hopefully it should all rough. Well, no, because if you did dealt them randomly, they would be kind of, they could be a really, everyone could get all the ones and someone get all the
right,
fours.
Right. Yeah. How would you balance that?
Right. What you could do is, I know, you have, it's a stack of fours, a stack of threes, a stack of twos, a stack of aces.
Okay.
And then you shuffle those.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then everybody gets one of each. And so it's all balanced.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. So you have to, maybe you get like, you know, the old car from 90, this is the 90s, so the old car from like the 70s or whatever, and it doesn't have heat, the heat doesn't work or something.
Mm-hmm.
And but you also drew the 9 for clothes, mm-hmm. so you have really good clothes.
I think the only trick with that is that it doesn't give the player any ability to prep or strategize.
Right, yeah.
So I almost want to go back to it a little bit.
back to the clothes.
Yeah, I don't know though, but I don't want to make this too complicated. Yeah.
What is the thing that I actually have to do with these things?
Right. So
let's figure out that and then come back to.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good question.
I'm thinking it's just getting from A to B, then B to C, then C to D.
Okay.
And that the metric is how long it takes you to do each.
Okay.
And so each turn, how many turns, I guess.
Yeah.
And maybe each turn can have a property, so the temperature can change on each turn. The snowfall gets up and up at each time.
Yeah.
And so the faster you do it, the more likely you're gonna make it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe we don't have people die in this game.
But yeah, okay.
You have to call AAA.
Yeah, you get stuck till tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then you strategize, but then the more clothes you put on, the more turns it takes to get to the car or something.
Sure. The more turns it takes to get to the car. Okay.
Right.
Think
about the game of life. Like when you play the game of life, there's like, it's in stages. There's there's the college and then you're the married and all those other nonsense.
Right. Yeah.
And depending on your die roll, like some players will be way ahead of you on certain things. Mm-hmm. And I almost kind of imagine something similar here where but a little more strategic than life.
Yeah.
Where your player is already halfway to the store. But you know that they're not going to be prepared as it gets colder.
Sure.
And so you're like, well, it took me longer to get here, but I'm going to catch up or whatever.
Okay.
It's a little tortoise and hare kind of.
The question I have is, what are the decisions that the player makes each turn to determine how they're getting through the thing more quickly?
Yeah. So I guess I was thinking more of all the decisions you make are the planning.
Sure.
And then you run the simulation. That might not be super fun though.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it's... instead of turns, it's just units of time. So you run the simulation for how long does it take you to get from A to B?
Yeah.
And then you do your prep for A to B, and then you roll for the random things that happen from A to B. And then that's done, and that's the simulation is done. And then you do more planning from B to C. Like, am I going to take the shortcut, or that might be snowed out or something?
Oh, right. So, okay. So, say your car, you're starting here, and... there's four squares to the next on the board. There's four squares to the next stage. Or
yeah, sure. Yep.
And each time you go on a space, you have to draw an event card.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, oh, they didn't plow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then you could maybe play one of your cards to get around.
Oh, I like that a lot. Okay.
Like, oh, I've got snow tires.
It's a deck building game.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's a good point. So you get random clothes and things you can have, and then you can build your deck with that, and then
Right. You prep for the events to come.
Right.
And you're not if you there's risk, right?
Yeah.
And the type of events shouldn't be too complicated. So an average player should be able to roughly know what the events are and generally the chance that they'll happen.
Yeah.
Like a Minnesotan would.
Right.
Right. And,
yeah.
And like a Minnesotan would be like, I could probably make it tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't really have to fix this furnace, do we?
That could be a card you draw immediately. Like if your furnace is out, then everything just takes you longer until you get out of the house.
Yeah. Right. Or you have to minus one on your die roll or something. Yeah.
Let's just do die roll to move squares on the board.
Okay. Okay.
And then that I like that you have modifiers based on your clothes and based on events that you draw.
Sure.
Yeah. And for event, we could also have maybe a coldness meter.
Right. Like how cold out it should be is it cold enough for you? Metric.
Yeah.
Cold enough for you.
Cold enough for you. And once you reach a one of cold enough for you, then you turn around and go home.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is good. Okay. Okay. So there's a pregame section where you get your articles of things that you are prepared for it with.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Not as much prep as I was saying earlier, I think. Seems like we'll be doing more on the turns.
Okay.
But
because Minnesotans think on our feet.
Yeah. But at least you draw from the four suits or you choose from the four suits for your clothes, I guess. Okay. We'll figure out a way to have it make sense.
I don't know. Maybe there's some sort of currency to buy stuff.
Right. Something you need to, maybe it's not money, but something you spend to get something. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? It could be like RPGs do this all the time. It could be like you only have so much time before you have to get out the door or something.
Uh-huh.
And so you can only spend so many points on the clothes, right? You can't dress up in four of everything because then you'll be like waddling out like a big marshmallow man.
Right.
And that's not something that anyone does.
Yeah.
So maybe that's it.
So you get stat, you pick your stat bonuses and you have certain points you can
Right, right. And so like the beginner player will just max out that so that they're well prepared, but the risky player can like not spend all those points. And then they have some of those points maybe to spend on something later.
Yeah.
But maybe it's not as, maybe it's not worth as much later because, or it's not as important, like you can spend it on something later, it doesn't give you too much benefit.
Or it might give you too much, like maybe you get stopped because, or okay, maybe like you can spend some points to like help somebody else out of their, of the snow. And their car is just much better or faster or something.
So yeah.
You get to things more quickly. I don't know. It gives you stat bonuses later on.
Okay.
It could benefit you later on if you save your points.
Oh, I see. Oh, so if you save your points and you get out to the car and your neighbor is having some trouble, you can spend the points on them.
Right.
And then maybe that gives you, then there's like, it becomes like a hidden thing that happens later in the game where it pays off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you can get more cards for your car or something.
Yeah.
More cards for, or like more things you can spend on later.
More stat boost.
Yeah. So maybe when you get outside, you draw an event, and if the event is neighbor having trouble, then you draw some other card or roll a die to see the result if you help them. Because if you help them, then with whatever points you got left, maybe you get nothing bonus back, right? Yeah. Maybe they're like, oh, I owe you one. And then that does not help you today.
Yeah.
But maybe you get something really important like, hey, I've got an extra tank of gas in my garage. Do you want it just in case?
Okay.
Something. And like, right. And maybe that becomes right. A little random, but you only get a chance at that if you save a point to spend on that.
Sure. I okay. Guess. Yes. Okay. So everybody gets a certain number of points. We haven't determined that yet on how on for your thing.
Right.
To distribute. If you save some of those points, you can use them later on, but you don't know whether or not they will be useful or if they'll even come up.
Right.
Okay, cool. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Players get stat bonuses, boosts, points.
So like maybe if you have really tough or really thermal clothes, then you get more points on your is it cold enough for you? But yeah, we've already said that. Never mind. Just
okay.
Trying to think.
Let's actually try to pin down some of these numbers. So is it 1 through 4, 1 through 5? What do you think, Martha, for the various rankings? Or 1 through 3 even, for the different articles of clothing?
Oh, yeah.
Like what's too complicated for this system, you think?
Let's try 3, and if it's not enough.
Okay. So then that makes 12 possible points if you had... 3 of everything of the 4 categories.
Well,
so let's say you get 9 points to spend.
Okay, 9 stat points. Sure.
I mean, that might not be right, but it's a place to start.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then each one of those points gets you. So then the difference between them. So why bother serving these categories is shoes will help you in the snow.
Right.
A coat will help you in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
So like there'll be buffs against certain categories of events.
Yeah.
But otherwise, they just equal warmth points. Right?
Yeah.
So that you have that many points. Where do you want to spend it?
These points are for clothes.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. I like that because then, like, the car and stuff can be bonuses that, like, other people can give you things.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Okay. Players can't keep talking.
Okay. All right. So players have 9 points to spend on the clothes, and the 4 categories of clothes will help you in four different types of events.
Sure.
Does that track okay?
Yeah, yes.
That sounds good. So shoes are for snow.
Okay.
And I don't even know what that is, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
A coat is for wind. Does that make sense? Or I don't know.
Yeah.
Hat, gloves, scarf should be for like interacting with stuff.
Yes.
Like
totally.
Doors, getting in and out of places, whatever.
Yeah. Maybe if you have to touch something really cold with no hand warmers, you have to minus it cold enough for you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
Minus the cold.
And then pants, it could be like disasters. Like you could like, just unexpected other category, or we just have 3 categories of clothes.
Yeah, I think the 3 categories makes more sense.
Yeah,
so maybe up it to 4.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, cool.
Up it to 4, and then but keep the 9 points you can distribute.
Yes.
Okay. And in true Minnesotan fashion, you can go out without a coat. So you can have a value of zero in coat if you choose. And just get the best mittens.
Yeah.
Right.
You're just really weak to wind.
Right. And so the points you don't spend between the ones you do and nine, those give you, like, I guess, like, it sort of tracks a little strange, but like it lets you move faster, which means you can do more. So that maybe that's what it is. It gives you opportunity cost or something, or opportunity.
The points you keep, you can use those later on, right?
Right. They just become tokens.
Yeah.
It sort of works, but it's what we've been talking about. So I think that's fine. Okay. So
it's your like, there's the word in Finnish that's like sisu, which is like you're tough in the cold and dark and you're just tough.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not so translatable, but, if you like, it could be your sisu points or something.
Cool.
I don't know.
Good, yeah.
Sisu points.
We have, so the getting ready in the house is just that, right?
Yeah.
But maybe you, like, I like the furnace out idea. So
okay.
Maybe, the different stages are in the house, getting ready.
Yep.
Getting to the car.
Yeah.
Driving to the thing.
Oh, wait, I thought the car was a separate thing.
I'm just talking about like the stages of the whole game.
Okay. All right.
And then I guess the fourth one could be like doing the thing.
Sure.
Do whatever errand or something.
Yeah.
That seem okay?
Yes.
So what happens in stage one?
Okay. Stage one, you're putting your clothes on. Isn't that the stat distribution point?
So you distribute your stats.
Yeah.
And is that all that happens? Or do you like draw a card that gives you that?
It could be like Pathfinder where you can die in character creation. Or not Pathfinder. It's the other one. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That's a thing. That's wonderful.
So
it's the Traveler, maybe? I don't know. It's some RPG that Dylan, pen and paper RPG that, like, you have to roll, like, what did you do when you were 1 year old? What did you do when you were 2 years old? And you can, like, roll,
okay,
like, you died. And next character.
Sure. Well, yeah, so you can roll to determine whether or not your furnace is working or not.
Yeah, like,
your pipes burst.
So I think maybe every stage should have, like, an event card you draw that sets the thing you have to deal with for that event. So we don't have a lot of time to come up with like a whole deck of fun things.
Right, yeah.
But I kind of think that's the form it would take, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like they're like challenges, right?
Yeah.
And then you need to use the tools you have in that stage to overcome the challenge.
Each day you roll a die, or you draw from a deck, but we're going to do rolling a die.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Sake.
And then we'll come up with like maybe three scenarios for each.
Okay.
As an example, but maybe the final game would have like 20 or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
And then it would have like, there'd be lots of balance issues, but like that's not our problem right now.
Right.
So, like, we have a D4.
Right.
That's a D8.
We do have a D4.
Okay.
So wonderful. So
we can roll and we can, like, re-roll on fours if we only want three, or we can come up with four.
Sure.
Okay. So it could be that you're just walking to your door and it takes four squares.
Yeah.
Or three squares to get to your door.
Mm-hmm.
Could be on a racetrack. We have these 4x4 grids.
Yeah. Well, why don't we make it so if you what die do you roll for movement? Is it just like a D6? Because then we want to have more squares. Right. And then our modifiers will make a bigger deal if we have a larger number, right?
Yeah. It'd be cool if we only had one die. If we only use the four die for it.
Just for the whole game?
Well, yeah. And I mean, it's easier to sell that way. You only have to make one kind of.
Okay. I'm into that. It works for me.
Cool.
And so actually, that even kind of works with just like four or five squares, because if you have no modifiers to take away, you can maybe get it in one turn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So people are going to be gunning for that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay. So you
get. But it could be that each one of these has a like more difficulty rating of event.
Each square you land on?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, that'd be more complicated. We have only four events.
Well, how about this? You draw an event at the beginning of every stage. So you wake up and you draw the event of, this is what I have to do. That's just that you just draw a card that says, this is what my task is, right?
Yeah.
So we'll just come up with just one for the game. But I think it would be fun to have like a bunch of different scenarios.
Yeah.
And then you also draw the challenge for that stage. So that could, and that's what we were rolling our D4 in this case. So what are our four things? Our furnace out is one.
Yes.
Right. And maybe that just introduces that just nerfs you. You're one colder the whole game.
Yeah.
Or at least until something, or maybe you could spend something to, I don't know. to mitigate it. But okay, so that's one. What other crazy things that would happen as you get up to go do an errand?
Pipes can burst. Well, that's related to furnace, all right. I guess it's the same kind of, well.
Right, the result is that your house is cold.
Right. Can't find your...
You're snowed in. Pants.
Oh, you're snowed in. Good. Right? Snowed in.
So that's going to take some different challenges.
Yes.
Your boots can help. Will help with that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It'll affect how you equip yourself for the whole game. Right.
Uh huh.
Maybe
you slept in.
Yeah, that's good. You're late.
Yeah, late. Yeah, late for a thing.
Right. So yeah, that's slept in, or you forgot, or you've just been putting it off.
Right.
Is that, would that be minus one in your die rolls then?
Because
you're late. So you're going to be...
Oh, sure. Yeah. So you move less.
It might be like a lose a turn.
Oh, yeah. It right? could be lose a turn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
Okay. And then one more if we got it.
No food. You didn't get any food before.
Do you have to do an extra errand? Like you have to stop for something on the way?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Those are totally things. Okay.
So you lose a turn later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Like in the driving to a thing, like there's a chance to get like to be right on the way. And like not lose any time at all.
Yeah.
Or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so, okay. So what it could be is that sometime you get to choose when you lose your turn.
Oh, okay.
Later in the game. And you can choose to wait to the car.
Yeah.
But if you don't use it up by the time you reach your destination, then you have to wait two turns.
Right. Or like maybe if you don't do it, there's some other penalty.
Sure. Yeah.
Right. And so like maybe the stage of getting from here to there can have multiple branches to like to...
Oh, maybe you have to take the long way instead of the shortcut.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's all it means. And then along the long way is where the thing you had to do was.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that. That's cool. much less complicated. Yeah. So one of the paths, one of the stages will have two different paths.
Yeah.
A long path and a short path.
Sure. Okay, cool. Let's try it. At least this first stage. So yeah, okay. So we need points. Oh, those are things, right?
Yeah, there's the grid of 4x4. So let's each just line up on a track almost.
Oh, sure.
Track each of us.
Yeah.
And we'll take photos of this for the show notes, so you'll be able to see exactly how we set this up.
Yes.
For this purpose. Okay. So we all drew the same scenario.
Right.
So then let's roll to see what our challenge is.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Well, shouldn't we prepare first?
No, we don't know. We don't need to prepare until we know what's ahead of us.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, so let's do it.
So we have one of these die be the... Like
a counter or something?
Well, how like far have we gotten?
The how cold it is for you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we need that. Let's just do six because that's
easy. Yeah. Everyone starts out with one because it's a little cold.
Not too cold.
Mm-hmm. And maybe that's what it is. It's not like it's a stat that just always goes up.
Yeah.
It'll eventually be cold enough for you.
Right. It's always too cold for you.
The goal is to get your stuff done before it's cold enough for you.
Cool. Okay. And then, okay. So we need to roll to determine what we get. So yeah. I'm going to say number one. I'm going to roll first, I guess.
Okay. We just have the one D4.
There's probably more.
All right. Well, let's get going.
Well, whatever. Yes. Okay. So the first one's furnace out. Second one's snowed in. Third one is late for thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth one is no food. And I'm going to roll and get number three, late for thing. Oh, I lose a turn.
Okay.
Great.
I also got a three.
I got a four.
Hey. Oh, so we're all going to be late for a thing.
Well, here, let's roll. I'll re-roll so that I get something different.
Sure.
I rolled a three again. I rolled a two.
Hey,
so
that's...
I'm snowed in.
Snowed in. Okay.
All right.
So you got
so prep. Now with the prep, and so these things should have specific mechanical detriments, right? So there's lose a turn for if you're late.
Yes.
And which one of you got that?
I got that.
You got that, Martha. Which one did you roll?
I didn't have any food.
Okay, so you got to take the long way.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And so I guess maybe the thing is I just need to put on boots or better.
Yeah, you need to have boots.
Right. And is that all it is?
Maybe because then you have to spend points in that and then you can't spend other points. Like maybe you have to have the highest boots.
Oh, okay. So I need the three in,
sure.
in boots.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
that takes right, points away from everything else.
Right, because that may not help me later. I just need it now.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it.
Cool.
All right, so I will... so let's... Martha, if you want to distribute cards.
Yeah, okay.
And incidentally, we actually... Do we have... We need multiple decks to make this work.
Oh, right. Well, but okay.
We can just write this down. Okay, so for boots, I need the three. And that means I only have... oh, it's out of four though, right? Because we changed that.
Yeah.
So I need the four. Yeah. So I only have 5 points left to spend on the last two things.
Dang.
So it's a three and a two for me if I spend all of them, which I think I will. We don't have a mechanic for not spending them exactly just yet.
Yeah.
But all right. You guys decide what you want. What impedes you? So you lose a turn and you have to take the long way. Yeah. So you have no impediment on what you can pick.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. Do I have to pick now or do I have to pick later?
I mean, you should probably put on your coat before you leave the house.
That's a good point. Okay. I'm going to put one in my clothes, one in my shoes, and one in my other things and go for it.
Okay. Yeah. We don't know exactly what the strategy is here yet, but,
I'm wearing fall clothes.
Okay. So you're doing, what did you say?
I'm wearing fall clothes.
So one for each?
Oh, one in each. Yeah.
Man, you... All right.
I know. I realize we're making up the rules as we go so y'all can punish me.
But that already sounds dangerous.
I know.
It may not matter at all, but it's like, whoa, man.
Cool. Okay. Martha, what are you doing?
I'm going to do a... Okay, so it's out of four. So, and I have how many points?
Nine
points. Okay. So I think I'm going to do... And we don't have anything for testing out that. Well, you're already doing no less points. Okay, so I'm going to do three and everything.
Okay.
All right.
That's what we call the Mario build.
Yes. Yes. It's me.
So I'm doing my four in boots because I need two. Right. And then I'll do two for coat and three for gloves.
Okay. I haven't been able to write this down because I'm taking.
I've written down mine.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to give
Martha,
you.
Martha, you can use the deck.
Cards.
Yeah.
Because, okay.
I got it. I got mine down somewhere.
Okay. All right. So now we roll for just to get out of the house.
Yes.
Right? And none of us are slowed down by anything at this stage.
I mean, I lose a turn, so I don't go.
Oh, first. Right. Okay.
So y'all go before me.
So, and we roll a d4. That's our die roll for all cases.
Yes.
I'll roll first. I got a three.
Okay.
So go ahead and pick which one is me on the board there and move me forward three. And so that puts me at the door.
Yes.
But I have not left the house yet.
Okay.
All right. So you guys go ahead and roll as well. Well, no, not you, Steven.
Nope. I'm stuck. I'm still
stuck. I got a four.
Oh, Martha made it out of the house.
Nice.
Now I have to get a outside event.
Okay. So
what are these events?
We've play tested this section. So
yeah.
I think maybe there'd be like in board games of this type, there might be like, if you roll a two in the second square, there might be a thing.
Yeah.
Like you tumble down, like a chance to tumble down the stairs or something.
Yeah.
But like each square could be a part of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we'll just leave that alone for now.
Yes.
All right. So now that Martha has made it out the door,
what are the events?
What happens here?
Yes.
She draws an event card, or in this case, rolls a d4 for four or many more things.
Yes.
What should the four things be? Maybe it's your car is covered in snow.
Yeah.
Like you forgot to clear it last night, right?
Yeah.
Like that's how it would be for us in the car.
And then not the paved thing. Car covered in snow. What happens if your car is covered in snow?
At that point, you need to maybe spend a point on shoveling, or you lose a turn, or or you could just take the car and then you're driving slower. So you get a minus one to all your future rolls.
Oh, yeah.
Or something. Like you have, like every one of these scenarios, I think starting now should give you options.
Yeah.
It could be, okay, so if you have, snow is like boots, the boots thing, right? But that doesn't really make sense. Maybe it's the gloves because you have to clear snow off with your.
Using a thing.
Right. You're right. Everything should leverage your stats.
Yes.
Right. Okay. That's good.
So if you have the thing, as if it's like a, you know, three or better,
it doesn't affect you at all.
Right.
Yeah. That's
if
smart.
You don't, then you have to choose whether to spend a turn doing it, take a point in cold.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you can clear it off.
Yep.
Without, and don't, get a penalty to your movement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you have to take a point in cold.
Right. It becomes a little colder for you. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So, or you just ignore it and then you have a minus one to your die rolls to move.
So if you, to recap, this is really good, Martha. Yeah. So if you have better than something in something, depending on what it is, you just ignore it and you're great. Perfect. If you don't, you have two choices. You can either take a cold enough for you, or you can take a penalty for the rest of the game.
Okay. Gotcha.
Right.
Or maybe spend one of your points you have left if you have points left.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I hope so, because that's what I opted for.
I think
it might be too powerful.
I think that would probably be, but like, let's just say for now, sure.
Okay.
And maybe those points give you no, because like if you don't have your coat on, it's not going to help you if it being cold enough for you. So,
right.
Maybe this is an argument for just having to spend all your points.
Yeah. Well, how do you make it so that then people don't? Well, I suppose because.
Okay.
Oh, how about this? How about certain events let you spend a point and certain don't? Because that's kind of what we were saying before is you don't know if the points will be useful.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, let's keep it as is. Yep. But just those two options and you can't spend your points on it. But one of the events will be your neighbor needs a little bit of your time.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
And then if you spend the point, then you roll for a bonus.
Yeah. Okay. So with this, so all of these events are going to have like these kinds of options. Sometimes you can use a point. Sometimes you cannot.
I think so.
Okay. If you have the right amount of stats for a certain thing, then you don't need to do it. And actually, like, having a point can effectively be a stat in a certain point. Like, with this neighbor thing, because you have all your cult and stuff, you could just ignore that.
Oh, right. You have six bonus points, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, like, if your neighbor comes to talk to you, you can just ignore them because you don't have any stats. You just don't have the social capability to talk to them at this moment. But like if you have the points, then you can spend it to help your neighbor or something. Okay.
Uh-huh.
That sounds good. Okay. So with this one specifically though, the snow is covered in snow. Yes. Get rid of snow, you lose a cold for you.
If you have a certain gloves, you were saying, right? So over, let's say two.
Oh, with gloves. Okay.
So if you have three or four in gloves.
Yeah. Okay.
Then although if you're doing the Mario build, then you're always gonna clear three.
Yeah, there's no incentive. There's no incentive to not do the Mario build.
We can make them more punishing later on too.
Yeah. Early on, they're not as big a deal. Yeah.
And in fact,
early on, you're more likely to take a cold enough for you also before it becomes risky.
It's true. Right? That's very true.
Okay, so for now, three or four, just for now, that's fine.
That's fine. Yep.
Okay. Then you can just you get like maybe a minus one on your next roll. As you clear the car, or do you just get to clear the car?
I think you just get to clear. If you have the thing, you should be able to just clear it.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And then that just resolves that thing, and that's over.
Because it rewards being prepared for the polar vortex.
Right. Good.
Yes.
Okay.
If you don't have that, then you have to either clear the snow, which is a minus one cold for you, or you don't get rid of the snow, but you lose a point in die rolls.
Yeah, you're a minus one to future die rolls once you get in the car.
Sure. Okay.
So, because you're still standing at your door.
Oh, yeah.
Looking at the car. Now, that's the key about all this is like you're seeing the troubles ahead of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. That works. Okay. So that's one event. And then one of them was neighbor needs help.
Yep. And they need help just shoveling their drive or some such something.
Yeah, sure. Shoveling. Okay, and this is a stat point one. So if you have a point, one stat, bonus later, I guess somehow.
I think if you help them, you roll on a separate table for bonuses.
Okay.
What your neighbor thanks you with.
Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So okay. Like they may, for example, give you better gloves.
Yeah. Oh.
Right? Like plus one to gloves.
Yeah, that's cool.
Or plus one to shoes or something.
Yeah.
So that table could be another D4.
One of them could just be they're just like, thanks for your help.
Yep.
Okay. Otherwise, you just ignore the stat if you don't have a stat point or you want to just ignore it.
Right? I think. So it becomes nothing happens if you don't have any points to spare. I don't think you lose anything.
You lose social standing because they're like, Sean, right.
you didn't help. You lose a Minnesota nice point.
Yeah.
So you start out with zero cold enough for you, and you start off with six Minnesota Nices.
Yep.
Or something.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
three of each or whatever, but I don't sure. know.
And then okay. if you have two below Minnesota Nice points, then you don't get any help on some of the cards. Maybe. I don't
yeah,
know.
Like there's a thing like consequences for letting your Minnesota Nice drop. When if no one runs into you all day, then everyone just thinks you're nice.
Yeah.
So like it's kind of makes sense.
Yeah. That does make a lot of sense.
Okay.
So that's two events. We need two more events. What have other things can happen when you're trying to get to your car?
You slip on your sidewalk.
Ooh, yes. Slip.
And that's a lose a turn.
Okay. Just always?
I think there should be a lose a turn in every stage.
I'm cool with that.
And then something to leverage your coat. Maybe wind?
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. You get blasted with freezing wind.
Right.
And this would be the time to do it because you're walking outside.
Right. Yeah.
And that's just a cold enough for you, or you lose three in this round as you struggle to get to the car.
Three cold enough for you?
Right?
Oh,
no, just three on your die roll. So you can only roll a one to get, so it'll take, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Because you're walking against the wind.
So you take a cold enough for you,
okay.
Or you take the penalty in this round.
Yeah, unless you have a coat.
Over three, yeah, or three or four.
I'm thinking in the big real version of this game, you would have a event on every square,
yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah,
yeah, and then have, you know,
or maybe they would just be squares that are events.
Yeah.
So you could avoid them if you roll better or something.
Yeah. But in this version, this is good.
Yeah.
Okay. So during this turn, you can only move one space, right? Is that what you said? Or you get minus three to your die roll?
If you can either take the cold enough for you,
yeah.
Or you can accept.
Oh, those are the options.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. If you don't have a coat that matches,
okay, gotcha.
And I think you can't have negative, although it'd be hilarious. you can only every turn is one at that point.
Sure, sounds good. Okay, cool. Okay, so Martha, you need to roll for your what event you get. So number one is car is stuck covered in snow. Number two is your neighbor needs help. Number three is slipping on the sidewalk, and then number four is freezing wind.
So do that now or at the beginning of my turn?
Right.
It would be because you
just moved your turn to get to here. You get
right. You've crossed the barrier. You're on your front porch. So I think you do it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Roll that die.
I got four.
Ah, freezing wind. You got a three in coat. So you get to ignore it.
So you're good.
Nice.
Okay. So then it's my turn.
Yes, because I got skipped.
Okay. So it would otherwise be your turn.
Yeah.
Wait.
It's
your turn now, Steven, because...
Our first turns. Yeah, so now it's my second turn, and I'm just inside the house. I haven't gotten through. I got a three, so I move one, and let's resolve my event before I take the next two.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right?
That's good, yep.
Or maybe you just have to stop here, like in Cranium. No?
I mean, maybe. That would make sense if the spaces were longer.
That's true.
Okay, I rolled a one.
That is car covered in snow.
Okay.
You have a three in your gloves?
I think I do. I think that's what I... Yes, I have three in gloves. Hooray!
Nice. Good thing you didn't pick
okay, those. So now I get my extra two.
Yes, you're right.
I move two more.
Two more spaces.
Yeah, and I guess that's only because my movement could have been impeded if I was the wind or whatever.
Oh, right. Then you could only move... Then you would be stuck there.
I would decide in that moment to take the cold enough for you, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, now, Steven, it's now time for your first...
Woken out of bed.
Oh, no, it's Martha's turn now.
Oh, it is Martha's turn. Never mind, I'm still asleep.
I got my own die.
Oh, yes.
And wait, how many squares should we have in the second stage? Should it be four again or a little longer?
For the efforts of time, we can do four.
Okay.
We have pieces of paper that
they're 4x4 grids.
4x4 grids that we're putting together. So let's just do that for now.
Okay.
And have four stages.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Okay. I got a one.
Okay.
So you move once.
And then that's all that happens.
Yep. Now it's Steven's turn.
Now it's Steven's turn.
Now I'm awake. Oh, finally. Shouldn't have stayed up so late. That's right. I got a four.
Hey. So you made it to the front porch as well.
Yes.
So now let's find out
what's happening to me. I got... A two, yes! That's the neighbor. Oh!
Okay, so we need to come up with a table of bonuses.
Right! Oh, dang it. Maybe this is less good.
Okay, so it'd be another D4 just for our purposes.
Yeah.
And so...
I really just like the idea of one of them is you get nothing. The other one, you get a stat and hats, gloves, coat, or boots.
And it's just always that?
For the time being, sure. I think that makes sense.
Sure.
Okay.
Ultimately, it might be like a D20 table or something or whatever, but yeah.
This could end up being, have y'all played Fiasco? Is it Fiasco? I think it's Fiasco. Mm-mm. It's like a weird role-playing game where you like roll die to determine what is happening in the story.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool. It's like collaborative role-playing.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to just, let's say one is nothing, everything else, or one is nothing, two is coat, three is boots, four is the other thing.
Sure.
I got a four, so I get a stat bonus in my gloves and stuff.
Okay, gloves and stuff.
Yeah. Does that mean you go all the way up to four?
I think it's just one plus one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it should be like as many points as you spent on the... ultimately, all this does is defer your decision making.
Right.
Right.
But you could wager points on.
Right. Yeah, and then you can, as a result, you can be like more adaptive, mm-hmm. or you can get more. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Yes, I got my gloves and stuff. Okay.
How many did you wager? How many points did you?
Well, I don't want to. I just say I wagered one. Okay. Because he made that rule as I was doing it.
But yeah, that would be something that would happen in each stage. Maybe is you could. Yeah, wager your undone points for like things that come up or something.
Yeah, so you
because
can
because we like gambling.
Well, I think what it'd be good is we don't have this yet, but it could be when you get outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you or maybe when you get in the car, you turn on the weather report and you hear like, oh, it's not that cold, but it's really windy.
Yeah,
and so then you know what to wager your points on or something.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's not wager your points. Maybe that's the wrong metaphor.
Okay.
Maybe that's a fine mechanic. You'll say how many points you'll spend, but it's how much are you going to be nice to your neighbor?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Well, yeah. And then instead of die rolling, it's for the, what you get. It could be the neighbor saying, what do you need?
Oh,
then you get to decide.
Yeah.
And you get as many points as you spent on helping.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
You should. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And so, but that would happen, in every stage at some point.
My question is, what is the point at that point?
Yeah.
Why can't you just spend all your points initially because you get the same?
Well, no. Because my point is when you get out the door, you learn new information.
Sure.
Okay. So you learn how cold it is.
Yeah.
And like, okay, well, I don't actually need too much boots or something because it's not that snowy. Let's say.
Yeah.
So then maybe there's the weather has three stats: snow, wind, and chill.
That totally makes sense.
Should it be that? Because that doesn't really work with the events that we've doing so far the way we're doing it. It would make sense if it was like you roll and to see how which type of event. Oh, no.
Yeah, I guess it depends on like, I kind of want to make it so that when you spend those points later, you have more information about what's worth spending it on.
Yeah.
But none of that's in the game right now. So we can just leave it alone for
all right,
for
yeah.
Now. But I know what you mean, Martha. You draw a card that says wind, but the weather report said it's not that windy. It's
right.
It's confusing.
So it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I say let's do that you get two for one. So you spend 1 point on this and you get, and if you roll well, then you.
Can it just be an additional point? Because if it's two for one, then I could wager two and get four.
That's what I meant. You only get to spend one.
You only get to spend.
Oh. You don't get to spend three and get six. You only get to spend one and get two.
Oh, okay. Or one and get. Oh, one and get two or two and get four.
No, just one and get two.
No, just one and get two.
Okay, so then I got two bonus points then?
Well, you got two glove points.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, so you're now three. you now have as much gloves as Martha and I do.
Worth.
But you have one extra point to spend later if systems evolve for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sweet, okay. Cool, so we're all still trying to get to our cars.
Yes.
Okay.
So now it's my turn again?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. So I got a two. So I...
made it to the car, right?
Nope. I'm one step away.
You were here.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were.
Was I?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Okay.
So I've made it to my car.
Yes.
I'm in my car now.
You are in your car.
So now there's another thing. I need... Now we roll for what happens to the car.
Yes. So right? One of them certainly is your car doesn't start.
Right.
And that's just lose a turn?
I think
because you can't really be prepared with clothes.
Right. You have to do something to start your car, though, right? Like, as someone whose car currently doesn't start, there's nothing I can do.
Well, that's why I was thinking you could just lose a turn.
Right. But that doesn't solve the problem. I lose all my turns.
Oh.
So my point is there should be some...
You lose a turn while you call AAA to jump
your
car.
Oh, to jump your car. Okay. Do we still have those nice points? Maybe you need to spend your nice points to get your neighbor to help you.
Maybe that's what it is you just get your neighbor to help you.
Okay.
Like, to jump your car.
Oh, is this a neighbor thing?
No. This is just the story of it.
Sure.
Is like what is, I'm just like, you know, you can't just sit in your car for a turn and then it will start. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So what it is you ask your neighbor to help you jump your car and that's it.
Okay.
But that's what you lose a turn on.
Sure. Okay.
Right.
I gotcha. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
That's just to lose a turn. Is this you starting the car or are you like moving?
I think, I guess I am now in the section where I'm driving to a place.
Yes.
But, okay. But the event I resolve at the beginning of this journey is something. So it could be also that like you get at the end of your driveway and you have a flat tire or the end of your driveway has the plow came by and it's a chunk of snow you can't get over.
Yeah.
Or something. It could be that, mm-hmm. right? Or it could even be just if it's on that first square of leaving, it could be something in the neighborhood or whatever. Like it could just be that they have not plowed yet.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Road's not plowed.
Mm-hmm. Road's not plowed. Your boots translate into snow tires.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to still use all these.
Yep.
Stats.
That's how that's working today. Your boots, you put your boots on your car and you can drive it faster, better now. This is
like the items you have transform into
car items.
Sure, yeah.
So no, you have your snow tires for your boots.
Yeah.
Your aerodynamicness of the body for wind resistance. Uh-huh. And
oh, you know what it would be really good is instead of changing these, it would be when you get out the door, you then make some choices about your car and you have a little information about the weather. But we don't need to build that right now, but it would be another set of stats for the car, perhaps. Yeah. For now, we'll just use these same ones like Martha's suggesting.
Yeah. Okay.
So one's for snow, one's for wind, one's for
temperature. Actions and such.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Okay. So the road's not plowed. What happens? If you have boots, three or greater in boots,
yeah,
should we start making it four now for boots, or should we just do three or greater for all of them?
Four or greater, I guess, because everyone's going to have a problem. Yeah. So, none of this is going to balance, but
yeah,
that's okay.
Okay, yeah. So
and ultimately, this will be like a deck of cards with lots of stuff and incredible flavor text.
Oh
yes,
yeah. Okay, so four, you ignore it then, because you can't get higher than four, right?
Right.
Okay. If this is where the road's not plowed. So what happens if you don't have a four in your boots?
Then you have minus movement.
Yeah, minus one to movement.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of these are just re-skinned version of the previous, but like that's fine for now.
Yeah.
Ultimately, this system would benefit from like lots of complicated interactions, but like we're not going to be able to do that. So might as well just get a couple interesting ones.
That's game development for you.
Yep.
okay, so that's two events. What's the third one? What other things can happen when you're trying to get to your car or in your car? Neighbor on the side of the road.
Spend a point thing. It could just someone is in a ditch and you can help them.
Neighbor in a ditch.
You know, I think these scenarios could be. They can be presented to you at the beginning of this stage, but they could happen at any point. So it could just be anybody. It could be stranger in a ditch.
Oh, sure.
Right. Yeah. Otherwise, it's just this neighbor who keeps asking for help.
Yeah. It's strange. Like you see someone, it's like when, one thing that Dylan talks about doing is because he was homeschooled. He was just, you know, home all the time. So, one of the things that he and his brother and friends would do is go sit on hills that people would get stuck on and they would just sit there waiting for someone to get stuck and then help push the car. Up the hill.
That's amazing.
That's really nice of him. Okay. So that's three, four. We need a fourth event.
Black ice.
Ooh.
And that is where you have to choose. You can either take the speed penalty or not, but every roll you have to like flip a coin to see if you spin out.
If you go too fast, you spin out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And you have to go back to the beginning of the stage.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that would be interesting.
Yeah. That's cool. Okay. Can you prepare against this? I guess if you have like gloves that are,
you know, maybe you don't, maybe some of these you just can't prepare against. Maybe either you prepare against or you can choose your penalty or take a risk by ignoring the penalty.
We need something that will do minus cold points in this stage.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I guess.
Well, heater doesn't work.
Yeah. Okay.
That's an option.
Good one.
We've already got four now, but
I'm going to do that instead of the black ice.
Yep. And then that's just a case of maybe it's like if your average amongst all your stats is
then you're good
is three or better.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, well, actually that's going to be true no matter what, unless you're Steven.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's do that. You have to take a cold point.
You just have to take it.
Could be.
Okay. Minus one, too cold for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. You could also just like be prepared by just having a coat, a strong coat.
Yeah. The tricky thing is we've made, we have, of the three bits of clothing, none of them are relate to cold exactly
directly. Yeah,
it's wind, dexterity, and snow.
Yeah,
so that's what we've done, so which is fine.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's just say minus one cold for you. Yep. Okay, cool. So
I think if we had like a bunch of these options, like you drew from a deck, one of them would be like you found a hat in the passenger seat or something.
Yeah,
like add one to this or something.
Yeah, okay. So, Mark, then you got a roll for these.
All right.
You got car doesn't start for one, rolls not plowed for two, stranger in a ditch for three, heater not working for four.
All right. Four.
Okay.
Heater not working.
Minus one, too cold
for all me. Right. It's getting cold enough for me.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Okay. Cool.
So now it's Martha's turn.
Got a three.
Oh, you're right at where I am.
Puts me right and across the line.
Uh-oh. All right. You're in your car. You've started your journey. Now, what happens to you?
Four. Heater is not working.
Oh.
Same as me.
Now, I'm also at two cold.
Do you want to roll again to get something different for the purposes of playtesting?
Sure. Got a three.
Stranger in a ditch. You have a stat? You
can I do not have any stats.
You ignore that person.
Okay, well, that's still better than the colonna for you.
It's true. I ignore you.
Oh, wait, you lose a Minnesota Nice.
Yes.
Whatever that means.
The separate stat. That is definitely useful.
It just shames you.
Yeah.
Just like Minnesota Nice does.
I feel like once you lose all your Minnesota Nice points, you just lose. Like, what would happen to you is you still complete your errand, you still go home, you just lose.
You're no longer, your Minnesota essence is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. After Minnesota essence.
Which is the same thing that happens if you go home and it's cold.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so I rolled a three, so I move three. And I am just barely not at my car yet.
Okay.
Real close, though.
All right. My turn again. So now for here, we need the long way for Martha.
Oh, right.
Right.
So it's a long way, six squares or what?
I say eight.
Eight?
Just because it's double.
Let's
also,
do
you're
it.
You're in the, you're in last place right now.
Right.
There's that. All right. It's eight for Martha. All right. So I'll roll. I got a three.
Okay.
And that just moves me forward three. Yep. At this point, we have no rules left, but that's fine.
Well, no, don't you need you need the activity.
Oh, yeah, I get we haven't really. Oh, we're going to do four stages, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool. All right. Martha, you're up.
All right. Where did my die go?
It's right on your laptop there.
Very good audio. Okay, here I'm rolling. I rolled a two.
Okay.
So one behind Mark now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, right, but I have to go more.
You got
to
go the long way.
Yep.
Go longer.
You got to get food. Okay.
I think this is probably the stage where if we built this out, we would have like, you could go faster, take a shortcut, but then there's risks you would take on.
Yeah, like the game of life. So this is kind of like the game of life.
In a way.
In a lot of ways. Okay, yeah, cool. I rolled a four.
Yo, okay.
I'm speeding.
Wow, you're ahead of all of us.
I died for that car.
Yeah, so now you're in your car. We need to resolve the event.
Yes.
But then, depending on the movement penalties, if any, you actually will be ahead of me.
Yeah, this might be bad. Because I don't have any stat points. I rolled a three. Stranger in a ditch.
Oh, man.
Cool. Okay. I'm going to do that, obviously. I'm going to just spend my two. I'm going to spend 2 points. I can spend 2 points here, and I could potentially get 4 points back.
No, you said this three times.
I know. I'm sorry. Each time.
I know you want that to be true.
I do.
You spend 1 point. You get 2 points. 2 points of stat if you get a... Not a one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing. It's not 4 points. Drum roll, please. I got it on Fort. Okay, so I helped him. I got Fort. Wow.
That's the same thing you got last time.
It is.
So now you're like over encumbered in hats and stuff.
Yeah, I got it. I would technically have a 5 in hats.
So like, yeah, I mean, whether there's a max or not, but yeah. That's fine.
Okay, so I helped him and then I moved 3 yeah. more spaces.
I think in this case, you're actually ahead of... I am...
No, I was he got here. It.
Oh, no, you're right.
You rolled a 4, so you should be at the end of that.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, so now Stephen and Mark are tied, and I'm one behind.
Yeah. Yes. So I think ultimately the help a stranger on the ditch should have different bonuses.
Yeah.
Perhaps, but we'd figure that out later.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm up.
Yes.
All right, so I rolled a 4.
Nice.
So I go to almost the end of the game. But first, I need to resolve with this 4 stages.
Right. We don't have that. What are we doing here?
What is our errand?
Your
kid.
It's like just getting milk or something. Like something so dumb that you have to go out and do and like risk your life for.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's true.
But you gotta do it.
Yeah, I like milk, especially because it's cold. And like, why would you want cold milk? Yeah. What you're doing it anyway?
It's like the smallest grocery run.
Yeah. Yes. Getting milk.
Okay, so now I've reached the destination, so I need to do it. So I'm actually at the supermarket.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, what are our challenges here?
There's no milk.
Yeah. No. Out of milk.
No milk.
Right.
Yeah.
The storm has yeah.
Yeah.
And then maybe also like you forgot your. So it's not necessarily milk. It's like you forgot your list. You don't know what.
Oh,
you
get. Sure. Okay.
So maybe that's a lose a turn as you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I like that.
Yeah. You lost your list.
And your list just says milk.
Yeah.
You just don't remember what it is.
I knew it's cow based, but
one could be that there's no parking spots. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
That would also be like what's the turn though.
Snowed in parking lot, right?
Yep. So
there's like
good.
8 spots are all taken.
That would be more hat or boot based things.
Well, we've only used boot twice, so that's fine, I think, to do it again.
It says enough rebalance because this is just the prototype.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you have a 4 on boots. You ignore it. Otherwise, what?
Otherwise, you get minus points again for walking in.
Okay. Minus 1 cold boots. Minus 1.
No, no. Minus 1 to movement.
Oh.
Because you have to clomp through the snow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about...
What other things?
You see a little person struggling to get something off the shelf. I don't know. I'm trying to think of something where you could help someone out.
You're helping an old lady take her groceries to the car.
Yes.
Sure. Help old person with groceries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then same rules apply there. I hope I roll a 3.
Yeah, we definitely have different bonuses there, but we'll just leave those same ones for now. I mean, they don't really help you later, but it's fine.
That's true.
So that's 3.
Yeah.
We have forgot your stuff. I forgot your list.
Yep.
Snowed in.
Yep. Help old person.
And then, you'd said like there's no milk. So like maybe it's like there's not like they just don't have stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not sure what that translates to, but maybe you have to walk around. Like maybe you lose movement points because you have to spend more time walking around the store.
To get
replacements or find what you need.
Okay. You lose. Well, the Snowden lot one does that, I guess, but you can prevent.
Oh yeah, right.
Well, we got 2 cold. We got cold points. Maybe the store's heating is out.
Oh, how about this? It's crowded, and you can either take a movement penalty or lose some Minnesota nice and just shove people around.
Or take a cold because you're waiting nicely in line.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, crowded. Yeah. Okay, so there are 3 options here.
Wait. So the option could be lose a Minnesota nice point for pushing through the crowd or lose a cold point for waiting nicely in line and you are stuck outside. For longer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. You don't get to ignore this one.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Cool.
All right. That's the 4 then?
Yes.
All right. I'm gonna roll my die and we'll see what happens. 3.
That is help old person with groceries.
All right. I have no points to spare.
Lose a Minnesota.
So I lose a Minnesota nice.
Aww.
Here's another D6 for you.
Thank you, baby.
I have 5.
All right.
Cool.
So then I move the rest of my squares.
Yes. And how many was that?
It was 3 more. So to the end.
Ooh.
So So I'm like right at the end of this. Yeah. Just about to check out.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, Martha, it's your turn. Boy, now I want something to prevent you from winning.
I love your competitive spirit. Like, works out even this like wildly unbalanced prototype.
Yep. You roll a one. Blue shell.
Also, you lost a turn and you're like catching up good.
Yeah,
I'm way behind because I have four more squares to go. Okay, I only moved one. Go, Steven.
Okay. Man, I wish I could roll a five. All right. Do it. I got a three.
All right.
Cool. I'm here. I got a roll for my penalty possibility. I got a four, which it's crowded. Ah, oh, dang it. Well, I'm going to lose a MN point because I want my milk.
Because you're a cold hearted bastard.
Okay, I got five. I'm still relatively nice.
All right. I got to roll. If I roll anything greater than a zero, I win this game. I think. I don't really know. Okay.
I rolled
a four. Hooray. So I think you'd want to have like a drive home or another, something like that, or however it goes.
Yeah.
But, okay.
And more events and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yes. I like, Martha, you were saying like having more events as you go through. That's pretty good. Having more opportunities to strategize for upcoming potentials. Having the bonus system, like having more options maybe.
Right.
But also I almost want like a 50-50 chance. Like you help someone out and you don't have a 3 in 4 chance of getting a bonus.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. The balance needs work, but like, it's a thing. I felt like I was struggling with all this stuff.
Yeah.
I ended up getting lucky and helping people was helping me out.
Weirdly, Martha, you had the worst imbalance there at the end because you had that twice as much to drive in that section.
Yeah.
But otherwise, they'll lose a turn and go back. Like, it didn't seem to wildly impact us that much.
Right.
We'd have to see in more tests and maybe more squares.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Cool. We did it, y'all.
I think with the system as is, I think the cold enough for you should be like 1 to 3. You know what I mean? It should every one you get should feel disastrous.
Yeah.
Should get you feel like a huge amount closer to the end.
Yeah.
And so they should come pretty rarely as well, as they have.
Cool.
Well, this was fun.
Yeah.
Do we have any closing comments?
I think it brought us more together as Minnesotans.
Well, we are huddled here in a frozen room.
Yeah.
All right, that's our show. If you haven't already, subscribe to the Nice Games Club in your favorite podcast app. Be sure to give it a good review if you liked it or a nice like us. We need to know you're out there and we need to know that you like us. So leave a review and tell all your friends too. You can play this game as in its prototype form.
Yes.
Because Steven has put up the notes on the page for this. We'll have some photos so you can kind of see what the trinkets we are working with. And we want to hear from you to let us know, like, well, how would you improve it? How would you change it? What did we say that sounded really great, but then we didn't follow up on it? what did we say that was just the dumbest thing you've ever heard? Like, we want to know because, you know, we're just powering through it. But I think we sort of have something here. We'd love to see other people get inspired and take it somewhere.
Yeah.
So let us know. And you can do that by sending us a message on Twitter and all the other things at Nice Games Club. Let us know how we're doing also. Send us your topics and ask us questions. You can also find out more about the show, your nice hosts, and as well as, of course, the game and all links and show notes for this and other episodes at nicegames.club. So until we start again, remember to
play nice
and make nice. So, sorry.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.